USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One day after releasing his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the president is set to hold his first cabinet meeting at 1:15 Eastern Time in the East Room. Regarding that plan, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells MSNBC all it does is ask companies to pay their fair share.
The truth is, again, Republicans and Democrats, maybe not always in Washington, but around the country, agree that we need a fairer tax code. This makes the plan better, not worse. By the way, we're not asking for high taxes. We're asking for a normal expectation that corporations and the wealthy will pay their fair share so that we all as a country can have good infrastructure that's going to create millions of jobs.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin continues in Minneapolis today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A black man is facing charges accused of a violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in Midtown New York City on Monday. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
The policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street.
Major League Baseball is back. Today is opening day, and unlike last year, teams will play 162 games. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Biden says he has no problems asking companies to pay to fix aging roads, bridges, and rail lines. Biden wanting to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. He admits he's open to other ideas for his American Jobs plan, but vows he won't raise taxes on those making less than $400,000 a year. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem disagrees and says everyone will be paying for this bill.
Every single family will pay the price for what Joe Biden's agenda is. He will drive up the cost of the food and their grocery bill. He will drive up the cost of their utilities, their gas prices, the cost of their cars, the clothes they dress their children in. I was shocked by how much doesn't go into infrastructure. It goes into research and development. It goes into housing and pipes and different initiatives, green energy. It really is not an honest conversation we're having about what this proposal is. We're going to be back here a couple of years from now wishing that we weren't in a situation where people had less money, all their costs were increased, and the country was declining.
The Pentagon announced that the military will now perform gender transitions for service members. Once an individual gets a diagnosis from the military medical system that gender transition is necessary, commanders then must act on the request within 90 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.